Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time.
Happy Friday the 13th, everyone. Don't trip on any black cats today. And consider yourself lucky. Most schools don't have kids in session. Although, I've heard stories that full moons can make for an interesting student population. I know, we all have a few tales to tell. But again, happy Friday. I'm Jess Hansen, and it's been an absolute blast joining you each day this week as a new contributor with AWB Education. Today, as we wrap up the week, our focus shifts to a critical group who often keep our schools running smoothly through the summer months: our amazing support staff. We're talking about our dedicated secretaries, custodians, and all the other vital team members who transition from managing daily school life to preparing for the next academic year. They often work tirelessly behind the scenes, and setting them up for success during the summer is paramount to a smooth start in the fall. We're going to explore how to best support them, ensure they have the resources and clarity they need, and recognize their invaluable contributions. Let's talk about how to set your support staff up for a successful and productive summer. First, clearly define summer responsibilities and priorities. Don't assume everyone knows what needs to be done. Hold a meeting to outline key summer projects, expectations, and deadlines. For custodians, this could mean clearly outlining cleaning schedules, major repair projects, and inventory needs. For secretaries, detail enrollment tasks, record keeping, and communication protocols. A clear summer plan once prevented so much confusion and rework for my team. It was a game changer. Next, ensure they have necessary resources and training. Make sure they have the tools, supplies, and any necessary training to complete their summer tasks effectively. If new software is being implemented, provide training well in advance. Make sure cleaning supplies are fully stocked for custodians. The principle of equipping the team is vital. As leadership expert Simon Sinek suggests, leaders are not responsible for the results. They are responsible for the people who are responsible for the results. Establish clear communication channels. How will they communicate with you and with each other? Who is the point person for questions or emergencies? You might set up a dedicated group chat or check-in schedule, and designate a single administrator as the primary contact for summer operations. Recognize their contributions. Summer work can often feel thankless without the daily presence of students and teachers. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge and appreciate their hard work. You could send a weekly email expressing appreciation. Bring in coffee or treats, or simply pop by their office to say thanks. A simple act of appreciation, like bringing in donuts on a hot summer morning, once boosted our summer morale significantly. Summer can sometimes feel isolating or just as busy as the regular school year. Encourage breaks, monitor workloads, and be flexible where possible. Encourage staff to take their own vacation time and ensure they don't feel pressured to work excessive hours. So to wrap up this week, remember that supporting your summer staff means clearly defining responsibilities, providing resources and training, establishing communication channels, recognizing their invaluable contributions, and supporting their overall well-being. These individuals are the backbone of your school's seamless operation, especially during the quiet hum of summer. Think about it. They're the silent heroes, making sure the building is spotless, records are organized, and everything is ready for that first bell in August. A little foresight and appreciation for their summer efforts go a long way in ensuring a smooth transition back to the hustle and bustle of the school year. They're preparing the stage for all of us, and that deserves our full support and gratitude. This has been such a blast getting to share these insights with you this week, and I truly hope everyone has enjoyed it as much as I have. I'm just getting started on this journey of sharing and learning, and I'm really looking forward to more opportunities in the future. If anyone wants to connect with me, please feel free to reach out to the incredible crew at AWB, and they'll be happy to get you my contact information. Have an awesome Friday and an even better weekend. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again with more episodes next week.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.